The beginning of anything is very important. It is a reference point. Beginning of any story is important because it gives us excitement about what the story will tell us and how the story will unfold and how the story will end. Each of our Gospels have beginnings. The beginning for the Gospel of Matthew begins with the genealogy of Jesus Christ, going through all the prophets, leading to, David, to, prepare, Jesus' place in human history. The beginning of the Gospel, according to Luke, begins with the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth, and how they are barren with child. And God sends them a child, and that child will be known as John the Baptist. And for the Gospel, according to John, we have the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Thus we go to Mark, today's Gospel. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mark begins his Gospel in the desert, where it is a fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah that a voice in the wilderness is calling out, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." This is the fulfillment of God's promise to his people. When people heard, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord," during this time, Israel was under Roman rule. They were an occupied nation. It was their understanding that this Messiah who was going to come to them was going to liberate them from this oppressive government so that they could live their lives. But that was not so. This Messiah that John the Baptist was preparing the people for was the one who was going to come and to redeem them from their sins. The Word made flesh, showing them the way to salvation. In preparation for this, John the Baptist is baptizing them for the forgiveness of their sins, so that they may be pure when this time comes. We, as Catholics, retell the story every year. The beginning is of our liturgical year is Advent. It leads into Christmas. Christmas leads into ordinary time. Ordinary time leads into Lent. Lent leads into Easter. Easter leads into Pentecost. Pentecost back into ordinary time. The year is broken up in two parts. The first 6 months are looking at how Jesus comes into the world and preaches that world, the Word. And the next 6 months are spent about us trying to put the Word of God into our own hearts so that we may be saved. But for us, the beginning is with creation. And the other day, we celebrated the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Blessed Virgin Mary. And on the second Sunday of Advent, we are in between two solemnities. The first one, as I said, Immaculate Conception and Christmas. The first reading at the Solemnity of Immaculate Conception is from the book of Genesis. The first man and woman have disobeyed God and have fallen away. God asks the question, "Where are you?" And I don't know about you, but I still can remember how many times I heard that during the course of my own life, beginning as a child. John Joseph Aloysius, where are you? Well, I'm in the pantry. What are you doing in there? I'm eating cookies. I told you not to eat those cookies. You're not listening to me. John Joseph Shanahan, where are you? I'm in my brother's bedroom. What are you doing there? Taking his toys away. What have I told you? You don't listen. You are touching things that don't belong to you. By that time, I told my mother and father I didn't want to be called by my first two names. So the third time is, John, where are you? Well, I'm on the telephone in your bedroom. What are you doing there? Well, I'm talking to my friends. She said, you are gossiping. You don't listen. First thing, you're not supposed to be where you're supposed to be, and you're gossiping. Not a good thing. Even in my adult life, I do get asked that question, where are you? I find my mind distracted by worldly things or worrying about how people may see me or, you know, just wondering where, you know, worrying about stuff. Well, we are all spiritual beings and we are on a human journey. And the human journey can often cause distractions to the point that we are lost with God, and God asks us, where are you? This is a good question to ask all of us, ourselves. Where are we with God? Particularly, you know, when our attentions are focused on things that are not of above, but things that are in front of us. Worrying about what other people think about us, worrying about which vacation will we be going on, worrying about how we are, you know, going to, you know, afford tuition. These are valid concerns. But all things do begin and end with God. And we have to be aware of those moments in our lives when we do fall into temptation. John the Baptist has, you know, prepared the people for the coming of the Lord by washing away their sins. We too are called to do this every day, where we do make an examination of conscience. And during Advent, you know, one of our phrases is, O come, Emmanuel, come, Lord Jesus. And the season of Advent calls us to pray, do acts of penance, in preparation for the birth of the Lord. So during this time of Advent, we are called to take a look at ourselves. Where are you? And it is our hope that we prepare ourselves by seeking with what is good, in keeping in mind that God wants us to pursue the good. He does not want to see us perish. And that is why we follow the words of the prophet Micah, to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with God. Disrespect invites disrespect. Envy augments envy. And violence begets more violence. We're not called to go down that track. So my brothers and sisters, this is the season of Advent. It's the second week. We are preparing for the coming of the Lord. And we are called to seek repentance and to live with what God has given us so that we are prepared to be with the Lord, allowing the Lord to enter into our hearts and minds and lips as a journey for our salvation.